If you're like me, you've always wanted diamond stud earrings, but the price and the fear of losing them has stopped you. Last Valentine's Day, this deal was so hot, it sold out midweek. Earrings for only $79. These earrings are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week, and shipping is guaranteed before Mother's Day. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word HOWIEDIAMOND. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The Democratic bench is thinner than Chris Wallace's demo reel from CNN Plus.
Boom. Roasted.
A lot of the solutions that are coming from the left are unreliable, whether it's solar panels or windmills. I mean, look at CNN Plus, how much money they invested in wind power by hiring Chris Wallace.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Both surprised and disappointed because those types of things really are the purview of the CDC. This is a public health issue.
Was on our turf.
And for a court to come in, and if you look at the rationale for that, it really is not particularly firm. And we are concerned about that, about courts getting involved in things that are unequivocally public health decisions. I mean, this is a CDC issue.
I am king, king, king. No, no, no.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The number is 844-500-4242 if you'd like to join us. 844-500-4242. Biden went to Seattle, Washington today to express his commitment to saving the planet and reducing carbon emissions. He used enough jet fuel to a medium-sized South American country probably uses over the course of a decade to express his commitment to the environment. We'll get to all these quotes. These quotes are truly a treasure trove of Brandonisms, and we're going to get to all of them. But I just wanted to mention a couple more things about Kevin McCarthy. You know, according to the Washington Post, Trump's not really angry at him, which means he'll probably survive, I guess. But, you know, one thing, there's a couple of things about it other than just ripping Trump and then lying about it. You know, lie. I mean, we all expect politicians to lie, right? But talk about the hothouse environment that he's in. I mean, he was telling Liz Cheney and maybe other Congress critters on the call that he thought that it was so bad on January 6th that Trump was not only going to be impeached in the House, but he could be convicted in the Senate. They got this on tape. Convicted in the Senate. I mean, if you go like 10 miles outside the Beltway, everybody else was just shrugging and moving about their business. I mean, most of us of a certain age anyway have been through certain civil disturbances, some more than others, because we were in the newspaper or TV business. But, I mean, what happened on January 6th was not that amazing. You know, it was trespassing is what it was. And the only death, the only violent death was committed by a Capitol Police officer against an unarmed Trump supporter. No police officers were killed, nothing. And yet McCarthy is hysterical about it. He's out of control. Let's see. I've had it with this guy, he said. What he did is unacceptable. Nobody can defend that, and nobody should defend that. And all the rest of us are going, what are they talking about? Why are they trying to, they're trying to promote this like it's the next Russian collusion hoax. And that's what they were doing. 844-500-4242. He's what he is, I guess. You know, he's a swamp creature. And, I think he was the first guy who went to visit Trump at Mar-a-Lago after Trump was no longer the president. And I read some account of it this morning, and they said, after Trump left the White House in disgrace. in disgrace. How was it? I don't buy that. I mean, that's in a news story. That's an editorial comment. I don't think it was a disgrace. 844-500-4242. Let's take a couple of calls on McCarthy before we go to this. This Comet Gold from Brandon. Richie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Richie.
Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah. What if Trump decides to run and get rid of that rhino McCarthy and bring in a guy like Jimmy Jordan? I think that'd be great.
I would think, though, that McCarthy has probably already, the way these things usually work in any legislative body, Richie, these guys go about lining up votes years in advance. And I'll bet McCarthy's already got a majority of votes. Didn't Jordan try to run against him for the leadership after the 2020 election? I think he did, or at least was thinking about it, but he couldn't round up enough votes.
Well, if Trump goes out there and talks to these senators and say, hey, the House, he's running, he wants his guy in there.
Yeah.
And Jordan's the perfect guy.
I agree. I mean, on the one hand, I'd be inclined to vote for Jordan. On the other hand, I would say I want to be with the winner so I can get I can get the committee I want and maybe be the chairman of the committee or the vice chairman of the committee so I can, to be blunt, shake down a lot of people, get a lot more contributions if I'm the chairman of the committee. Plus, I can get something done if I want to, if I want to abolish the FBI. That would be a legislative priority of mine if I were in Congress. So I don't know. I think some people like Matt Gaetz were suggesting, I think, that Trump could be elected as the Speaker of the House. Because there's nothing in the Constitution that says the Speaker of the House has to be an elected member of the Speaker of the House of Representatives. But Trump has already said that he's not interested in being Speaker of the House. And you could say, okay, well, Brandon will have to leave, and then you impeach Kamala Harris for high crimes and misdemeanors of mismanaging the border and, various other things. But you don't have enough votes to convict in the Senate, just like you didn't have, you never have enough votes to convict in the Senate, because you need a two-thirds vote. And that's extremely hard to get for obvious reasons. If McCarthy thought that they could get two-thirds of the vote to convict Trump, I mean, again, he was hysterical, and that's not a good trait in a leader. To be just so consumed by the passions of the mob, and that's what it was. I mean, not the mob of deplorables, but the mob of in the media and the Democrats. But I repeat myself, he was believing everything that they were hyperventilating about. Thanks for the call, Richie. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, how's it going?
Good.
I don't know if you're aware, McCarthy was hanging around Frank once. He is, I'm sure you do.
Yes, I saw some pictures on the internet of those two guys together. Luntz was this guy, this fat guy who was a pollster for Fox, and I think Fox got rid of him finally because he was just an obnoxious character, and he was also working for a lot of Democrats, wasn't he?
Exactly, and McCarthy was staying in his apartment in Washington, $1,500 a month.
Right. Right, just like in the old days, I think Gary Hart was staying in Bob Woodward's apartment in D.C. I mean, this place is so incestuous. It's like a combination fraternity house and summer camp and rehab center. It's just a very dysfunctional, dystopian place, Washington D.C.
Gay bathhouses.
Ooh, I don't think there was any of that going on, but it's just I mean.
It's all about round-the-clock sex.
I don't know about you, Steve. If I saw Frank Luntz coming down the street on the sidewalk, I'd cross over to the other side of the street to get away from him, wouldn't you?
Yeah, one last thing, Howie. I don't know if you saw all these, what's his name there in the Congress or Senate? He's the black guy. He's, what the hell's his name? But his daughters are on the payroll from
Oh, Clyburn? Clyburn.
Yes, and and the woman from Minnesota there.
Yeah, Ilhan Omar.
She $3 million to her husband's company.
Right, right. And Maxine Waters out in L.A., she's given a $1.2 million to her daughter over the last 20 years out of her campaign account. Yeah, we talked about all this yesterday. I mean, there's a lot of this going on. There was a congressman from Chicago who was had his wife and his daughter as on the on his payroll, or I don't think he could have them directly on the payroll, but he could pay them as consultants, you know. And it's just, it's outrageous. And the guy down here, Alcee Hastings, who, again, we talked about him yesterday. He was a federal judge, and the FBI set him up at a sting operation because he was taking bribes, you know, from defendants. And they nailed his bagman. The bagman went to prison. They impeached him in the House, convicted him in the Senate. He comes and runs for the House again. I apologize. I'm repeating a story from yesterday, but it's worth repeating if you haven't heard it. He gets elected to the House after he's been thrown off of the federal bench. And then he gets a girlfriend, and he puts the girlfriend on his payroll, pays her $3 million over the last 20 years before he died last year. And he and the girlfriend, he never married her. If he'd married her, he would have had to take her off the payroll, so he never married her. But they owned a house together in Boynton Beach, Florida. And it's legal graft, as they call it. Legal graft. Ridiculous. 844-500-4242. When we come back, we're going to have a Brandon extravaganza. 844-500-4242. Due to incredible demand, Eden Pure is extending the Diamond XL special until Sunday, April 24th. That's this Sunday. You only got about 48 hours left. Every girl dreams of having a stunning pair of diamond earrings, but the price and fear of losing them stop many people from buying them. Last Valentine's Day, this deal was so hot it sold out midweek. Don't hesitate. You can get a 1-carat stunning diamond alternative pair of earrings for only $79. That's right, each is 1 carat, making it a total of 2 for only $79. The quality is amazing. A regular diamond has 58 facets, but the Diamond XL earrings have 106. This gives you more sparkle, more brilliance, and more beauty than a genuine diamond. Grace has a pair, and she can't get over how real they look.
Howie, I love these earrings. I'm going to get my mom a pair for Mother's Day. She's probably listening, but there goes the surprise. But they're just that good. And also, I just wanted to remind people that it's Diamond XL, EXCEL. So it's not XL. Because I've been getting a lot of questions about that.
How does it spelled again? Give it to us one more time.
EXCEL.
Okay. These earrings are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. They've been in business for 54 years and have more than 8 million satisfied customers. You have a choice between silver and gold vermeil. They come in a beautiful black velvet gift box. Don't forget Mom. You will be a favorite this Mother's Day. This offer is only good for this week, and shipping is guaranteed before Mother's Day. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free. That's diamondxl, EXCEL, diamondxl.com, code word Howie Diamond. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The Jump Line, weekdays at 5, right here on The Howie Carr Show. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. You can get a stunning 1-carat diamond alternative pair of earrings for only $79. This offer is only good for this week, and shipping is guaranteed before Mother's Day. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Kevin McCarthy still be the next House Speaker?
I think he will be, as long as President Trump doesn't see those photographs of him grinning with Frank Luntz.
29% say yes.
Really? 71% think he's gone. Okay. Anyway, President Trump last night issued a statement on the demise of CNN Plus, the walls closing in, and the all the cliches about chickens coming home to roost, et cetera, et cetera. So President Trump, we've asked him to come on and read his statement. Since he can't tweet it out anymore, he likes to come on the show and actually read the statement. Mr. President, take one.
Congratulations to CNN Plus. I call them minus, but they're plus, on their decision to immediately fold for a lack of ratings or viewers in any way, shape, or form. It was like an empty desert out there, despite spending hundreds of millions of dollars and the hiring of low-rated Chris Wallace, a man who tried so hard to be his father, Mike. Some people call him Michael. I know him as Mike Wallace. But lacked the talent and whatever else is necessary to be a star. In any event, it's just one more piece of CNN and fake news that we don't have to bother with anymore.
Like an empty desert. It's poetic. Is what it is. He still knows how to give people the needle, doesn't he? 844-500-4242. Okay, Brandon was in Seattle today for Earth Day, and he was in a park. Were there a lot of birds chirping in the background, as there usually are when he's outside?
Tree, but they don't listen to me.
So we've got some of his cuts. He was with the governor of Washington, another maskaholic, another Faucist by the name of Jay Inslee, and he was Brandon. What can I say? Cut one.
You know, our natural wonders inspired, and the reflection inspires our to take action.
It inspires reflection, inspires to take action. Okay, so you know, you're wondering, will we be prepared to fight off a communist Chinese incursion somewhere on the Asiatic landmass? Will we be able to fend off the invasion on the southern border? But Joe Biden knows what's really important. You know, Thoroughly Modern Millie and the head of the outfit there, General Austin, they're concerned about white supremacy and domestic terrorists. And Joe's got another priority here when it comes to the DOD, Department of Defense. Cut three.
And we're going to completely, we're going to start the process where every vehicle in the United States military, every vehicle is going to be climate friendly. Every vehicle.
How about being combat friendly? Now, there's a union, there's many unions, but there's a union that many of us have worked with. When I was in local TV news, I was a member of AFTRA-SAG. All our cameramen were members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, IBEW. Grace's husband is a member of IBEW. There's a big union hall just south of downtown Boston. People see it every morning or every evening driving home to the South Shore, the IBEW hall. And Joe, of course, is a big union guy, so you think he knows something about IBEW? Cut four.
And starting with the IBEW, electric workers, they endorsed it. And every union has stepped up because they figured it out.
What's the name of that union again, Joe? Cut five.
The IBEW is going to be building 50,000 electric stations, starting stations all across America, for example.
Does the IBEW EW know about the IEBW? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. A texter wants to know, is the IEBW anything like the AFT? That's what he calls alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, the AFT. It's also not like the Department of HHS, which he calls the Department of HE. Because it used to be HEW, but 40 years ago. But he forgot the W on top of going back in time. Okay. Cut six.
A young attorney in Delaware, and they wanted across the top of my state, they wanted to connect two highways, and it's through what is the most beautiful part of the state. But instead of being willing to do it in an area that, in fact, had no consequence for the environment, they decided to put it through areas that were straighter but more damaging.
Where rich people live.
And I got involved to try to stop the construction of that highway, which I did. That's what got me involved. And it caused me a great problem because I ended up having to run for the county council, which was the hardest job I ever had. Didn't want it. Anyway.
So you're the one who stopped the road. I often think about these people, these things like in Boston, the Conservation Law Foundation, they're always trying to stop projects. And then they just cut some deal so that some environmentalists get $8 trillion for a windmill that doesn't even produce any energy. That's the way it works. I wouldn't be bragging about stopping roads myself, but I'm not Brandon. Speaking of windmills, cut seven.
And by the way, windmills don't cause cancer.
You know what else they don't cause? Electricity. They do cause mega deaths among the bird population. What a fool this guy is. And he's virtue signaling, and he knows nothing about anything. How is he going to make the military vehicles climate friendly? Is he going to put windmills on top of the tanks? Or are we going to have windmills on submarines? Instead of having nuclear submarines, we're going to have windmill submarines? How's that going to work, Brandon? And incidentally, don't you have an internal combustion sports car that you're very proud of? Cut eight.
I'm an automobile buff. I have a 68 Corvette that does nothing but pollute the air, but I don't drive very much. But
I'm a Democrat, so it doesn't matter.
He actually does not have a 68 Corvette. He has a 67 Corvette.
Yeah, the same model year as Ted Kennedy's Delmont Oldsmobile, that was Mary Jo Kopechne's death car. 67. Okay, what about he talked about the money that they're appropriating for various clean energy fantasies. Cut 11.
$10.6 billion for clean electric buses and $2.5 billion for clean ferries on my coast of Delaware and out here for you all.
Ferries off the coast of Delaware. The SS Tinkerbell. The SS Tooth.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
He said it, not me. Don't take me to the Twitterati board to be banned. What are we going to get for all this money we're putting into green energy, Brandon? Cut 12.
This will take millions of cars worth of pollution off the road and get people to places quicker.
Millions of cars worth of pollution. You don't say. Cut 13.
I think one Amtrak train carries as many passengers, I know the statistics, as six lanes of a major interstate highway. That's how many passengers it carries.
I've never heard it measured in quite that way before. Now, is this six lanes of interstate traffic on a pre-COVID rush hour morning, or is it six lanes of interstate highway on Christmas Eve at 11 o'clock when Santa's going down the chimney? Why don't we tell, you know, the big employer in the old days before the banks moved in and the corporations to incorporate in Delaware, the big employer traditionally was DuPont. Better living through chemistry. That was Hunter's favorite corporation in Delaware, because he didn't succeed. He had worse living through chemistry, but he did his best to have better living through chemistry. Why don't you tell us a story about the old days with DuPont, Brandon? Cut 14.
We also set new standards for super polluting HFC emissions. Remember the big fight we had? I know, because when I almost lost an election because the DuPont company makes the long story. Anyway.
Long story, and I can't remember it anyway, so we'll just move on. Let's go back to windmills. Cut 16.
We now have windmills that the blades in those windmills are 102 yards long. Hear me? 102 yards long. They can be placed way out in the ocean. And, you know, and by the way, I made it clear to my friends up in Nantucket in that area, I don't want to hear any more about you don't like looking at them. They're pretty.
You know what they said? This guy's really a boob. Why didn't we knock him out like we did in 88 or 2008? He's a fool. I think I don't think he talked them out of their NIMBY proclivities on Nantucket. Cut 17.
We moved to a little steel town called Claymont, Delaware, which is right at that arch that goes up into the Pennsylvania area there. And it's near a place called Marcus Hook, where there were more, at the time, more oil refineries than in Houston.
More oil refineries than in Houston? Well, Houston's known for refineries, not freefineries. Do I really want to hear this story about the oil slicks, Taylor?
If you really want to exemplify his rambling, then yes. If you'd like to bypass it, we can save it for another day. Maybe in the 6 o'clock hour, we can have Brandon tell us a story of oil slicks on the windshield.
I'm going to do some other ones first. Maybe we'll come back. Maybe we'll come back to it in this segment, or maybe we'll save it for six. Okay. Let's say he's ripping the Republican Party here, and he's talking about. Well, listen to him. Cut 22.
All kidding aside, this is a MAGA party now. It's, you know, you got the senator from Texas and others. These guys are a different breed of cat.
Is he referring to Cruz? Yeah, he is a different breed of cat. He can put together a complete sentence. He can remember what he had for lunch. Yeah, it's very much of a different breed of cat than you and Pelosi and Kamala and Pat Leahy, Di-Fi. Good Lord. But he knows... the thing about Joe Biden is his mind is like a steel trap that's been in the ocean for a couple of thousand years. He knows numbers. He's a numbers guy. He can crunch the numbers. Cut 23.
That is the infrastructure bill. There were two pieces of it. It was one bill initially. And that bill had about $800 million in it for environmental related issues.
That's a lot of money, $800 million. But it's going to provide subsidies for EVs, Unless, of course, they're Teslas, which we don't like Teslas anymore because Elon Musk has started talking dangerously about preserving free speech and about how the inflation rate is a lot higher than the government's estimate of 8.6%, and about how Netflix is falling apart because it's the woke disease. You ever notice that Elon Musk is starting to sound a lot like Donald Trump circa 2016? You know, you pick up the paper, you see something online, and you read something what he said, and you say, yeah, that's right. How come nobody else will say that? I know he can't run for president. I'm just saying that I'm kind of getting those Trumpian vibes from the first campaign. But anyway, let's talk about how much money EVs are going to save Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Sixpack from any town, USA. Cut 24.
Tax credits for purchase of electric and fuel cell vehicles, newer used. What you're going to save typical driver about $80 a month from not having to pay gas at the pump.
That's a lot of money. $80,000. Let's see. I didn't get that number right. Mr. President, can you repeat that for us?
Tax credits for purchase of electric and fuel cell vehicles, newer used. What you're going to save typical driver about $80 a month from not having to pay gas at the pump.
See, because it won't cost you to fill up your car with energy. You know, that's free. That stuff that comes out of the wall, that's free. Okay. Did you know that he's done exploring? That Biden has done, he's an explorer. In addition to being a truck driver and a bus driver and integrating historically black universities and playing Division I football and finishing number one in his law school and having a grandfather who was an All-American. He was an explorer. Cut 25.
I spent time down in the Amazon and in Colombia and in Brazil.
Ran into some headhunters.
More carbon is taken out of the air.
They hit him with poison darts. That's when he started losing his mind. It's worse than Lyme disease. Getting hit with a poison dart from one of those Amazon headhunters. He was in you didn't know that he was in the Amazon, did you? But he was. He was. 844-500-4242. Oh my goodness. We got a few more. We'll take some calls when we come back. 844-802. $80 a month. I spend $100 a week, Brandon, on gas. 781, electricity isn't free. You just heard him, it is free. Who are you going to believe? Your own electric bill or Brandon in Seattle this afternoon? 844-500-4242. Spring is here. Why not savor every moment? With HelloFresh, you can skip the trip to the grocery store and enjoy seasonal, chef-crafted recipes delivered right to your doorstep. The ingredients travel from the farm to your door in under a week, so they always arrive fresh. For me, it's always about convenience. Not only do the ingredients come pre-portioned, but Amazon makes it easier. Amazon. What am I saying? It wears on you. But HelloFresh makes it easier than ever to get filling meals on the table in a snap with options like family-friendly, fit and wholesome, quick and easy, or more. I get to pick my favorites from 50 different weekly options. I can even customize the meals to just how I like them by swapping out the proteins and sides. Plus, you can skip meals when you need to. You can change your delivery date. You can update your preferences right from the HelloFresh app. For instance, Patrice from Arlington, she just texted me yesterday or emailed me. She had different plans for next week, so she skipped HelloFresh. Super easy, as you always say, with the apps. Just placed my order for May 3rd. We're getting butter-basted chicken with candied Brussels sprouts and roasted fingerling potatoes. That's a premium meal. And A1 pastor pulled pork and pineapple tacos. And a dessert, add-on, French macaroons. Should be a very good box. You know, she takes chances now that she wouldn't take if she was just, shopping in the supermarket like she used to, because she knows everything will arrive from HelloFresh, just exactly the portion she needs, including the spices. There'll be, she lives with her one other person in the household, her husband, so they always have leftover for the next day. And sometimes the leftovers, like with the beef Wellington, are better than they were the first night. That's the way it is. HelloFresh is a great, great way to learn a lot more about cooking and to get good ideas for the future. Their chefs know really how to diversify the menu with seasonal recipes like juicy salmon limone and pasta primavera. If I'm feeling fancy, I can treat myself to premium picks like Patrice is doing this week with the butter-basted chicken and the roasted fingerling potatoes. Those are top of the line recipes with gourmet ingredients you can cook and enjoy right at home. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. Use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 gifts. That's code Howie16 for 16 free meals and 3 free gifts at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Howie Carr returns after this.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
Mother of God, as they say. He's speaking again. He's at Green River College. So someone just texted me and said he's like Forrest Gump. He becomes wherever he is or whatever he's doing. So now he's at Green River College. That reminds me of the
he's
Green River.
He's not like Forrest Gump, because I would have voted for Forrest Gump. I would have never voted for Joe Biden.
So Green River, the Green River killer, remember him? So Biden is either going to have been the guy who arrested the Green River killer, or it's possible he's going to become the Green River killer in his rendition of what's going on. We'll play more of these cuts as we go through the day, but I just want to play a couple more word salads because people are saying they're having a crappy day and these are making their day. So let's play. Hang on, we'll take some more calls. But here's he's talking about third world countries in Africa and South America. Cut 27.
We've got these third world countries, not third world, some are, in Africa and in South America. The industrial countries have to help.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. President? Cut 28.
And with this executive order on Earth Day, we're also showing this moment of maximum threat and urgency can also be a moment of enormous hope and enormous opportunity, that we carry in heart and mind the image of the ideal place, the right place, the one true home, known or unknown, actually visionary. I know you all feel it. You wouldn't be sitting here in cold with your coats not on if you didn't.
Space. It's all about space.
Sometimes I'll start a sentence, and I don't even know where it's going. I just hope I find it along the way, like an improv conversation. Improvisation.
Al, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Al.
Howie, yeah.
You there?
With the show today, I'm a little bit.
Up, Carolyn, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carolyn. Sorry, Al, you weren't coming in very well. Go ahead, Carolyn, quickly.
Hi, Howie. It's Carolyn.
Hi.
I'm calling from Dixmont, Maine. I am calling because I was hearing you talking about Biden and his knowledge about green energy, and he clearly doesn't know anything about it. He's the puppet. But we were on a committee with wind power, and we got all the science around it and stuff. That's a cap-and-trade item. They sell the green energy. They're never going to produce anything.
Yeah. A lot of places, they like to keep those turbines going, and they use electric power, probably from a coal-fired plant or a nuclear plant to keep keep them moving.